Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Well, it turns out that in one of the great commercial fumbles of all time, Elstree Studios was offered that and said, nah, it's ridiculous, we don't want it. They were offered it again. They said, still ridiculous, still don't want it. And it went on to become one of the biggest franchises in history. Actor, writer and proprietor of Neil Pearson Rare Books. Neil Pearson is with us to tell us about the revelation. This is from a treasure trove of documents that have been released from the people whose job it was to assess projects, Neil.
That's right. It was the Reader's Department archive of ABPC Productions based at Elstree. Between 1942 and 1969, they read pretty much every book published in Britain. They went to see every new play. They read every unsolicited manuscript, all looking for the next big thing, the next film that they could make. And during the 50s, a number of the James Bond books by Ian Fleming appeared for the first time. So they had the first opportunity to decide whether or not to make a film of them. One of the ones that came under on their radar was Dr. No. And they said in their reader's report, in spite of its modern trimmings, ballistic missiles, naked girls, etc., this is really basically very old-fashioned stuff. It has the merit of a lovely West Indian setting, but I did not find the hero's adventures convincing, and I fear that the story trembles too much on the edge of the ridiculous to make a worthwhile screen plot. Not recommended. And, of course, 5 years later, the first James Bond film, Dr. No, came out in 1962. And last time I looked, that franchise is now worth about $19 billion. So I think
proof,
we can
Neil, that you
say
should never,
they dropped the ball there.
You should never underestimate the impact of a ballistic missile on a naked woman.
Well, clearly that's the lesson they should have learned. But they went on to reject another four James Bond titles as well. I mean, of course, we have the benefit of hindsight, and no one could have foreseen quite how explosive and how massive that franchise should have been. And also in their defense, they weren't necessarily looking for the next big thing. They couldn't afford the next big thing. It was quite a small studio. So they were looking for punchy little second features quite often.
They did, though, it has to be said. Their judgment was very good on Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings was excellent. They did a report on Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, and the reader said, you know what, The Hobbit could make a very good children's TV serial. And if that went well, well, there might be more than one film in The Lord of the Rings. And you think, keep going, mate. You're on to something. Of course, we had to wait several decades before Peter Jackson gave us the trilogy. But they did have an inkling that that would work. Their biggest success story as a studio was that classic British war film, The Dam Busters. And it is heartening after reading them, missing the point of books, missing the potential box office of books, to see that when that came in, they were instantly enthusiastic. And they said, Paul Brickhill's hair-raising account of the raids on the Moda and Iser dams is tearaway tingling stuff that will certainly not appeal to the squeamish, but nevertheless is a great story. And the person who derives nothing from reading it is either halfway to being a corpse already or has simply never lived. Wholeheartedly recommended. And you think, yes, excellent. Well,
as
done.
Reviews
finally
go, that's a cracker.
One.
Neil, yeah. Thank you so much. That is Neil Pearson, who is actor, writer, and proprietor of Neil Pearson Rare Books.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.